Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday. Listen, it is Superstar Saturday. It is raining superstars up in here. And you know why? Because independent artist, the Lost Truth, is up in the house on today. He's in the house on today. Listen, I'm broadcasting live from the Windy City. Yes, honey. It is sunny right here on today, 32 degrees, 32 degrees in the wind. That's the time. Listen, it's December the 3rd, 2022, 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team. Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum, GumboRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumboRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumbo Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Gum. Shaka-laka, 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 boom, 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 child. Listen up in here on today, independent artist, the Lost Truth. He got some hot stuff to put down on us. Listen, he got the biscuit and the butter, baby. You just give me the syrup, honey. I'm going to slap it all up and take it on down because he got some good stuff up in the house on today. Listen, before I get into the music, I want y'all to do me a favor. Go on over and over to Facebook. You know what to do. Use the keyword Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, y'all. Listen up in here. I got to say something. Listen. This is a short broadcast. I got to punch it and get it in real good, baby. Y'all know what I heard in the news the other day. Lord, today, somebody over in Germany, y'all listen at mama real good. Somebody in Germany, okay, I was looking at the news on the internet now. Listen, this woman was in the hospital. She decides the person that she's sharing the room with in the hospital, their oxygen machine was making too much noise, y'all. She decides to get out of her bed and go turn off the woman's oxygen machine because it's making too much noise. I say, now what in the world kind of craziness is this up in here? You mean we got killers in the hospital? Lord, today, Jesus. And I tell you, I would have took my shoe and beat the hell out of her. Let me tell you something. Listen. Now, not only that, the nurse comes in the room, turn the oxygen machine back on. Now, listen at this real good, y'all. The woman, she say, oh, it's making some more noise again. The woman in bed number one, she gets up again. She goes over to bed number two and turns off the oxygen machine. Now, listen, the lady in bed number two could not survive without the oxygen. So, listen, you know what they did to them? The woman in bed number one was arrested. They arrested her stacky ass right up in the hospital for attempted murder. You hear what I'm saying up in here? Now, listen, let me tell you something. If you're in the hospital and you get your problem fixed, what makes you think the person in the bed next to you don't want their problem fixed? Evidently, she was in the wrong ward, y'all. They should have had her in the psych ward because that is straight crazy. That's straight crazy up here. Now, listen, let me get on down with this one. Who is listening to this music on today? Ooh, listen, come on, internet, work with me. Oh. Oh. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. It's time to get down. Now, y'all know what? It's time to get down. It's time to get down with it. I like this. Independent artist, The Lost Truth. Let me tell y'all something up in here. Can y'all tell like what I do? Because I love music, y'all. It is the reason for my existence. Y'all, come on now. Listen, let me tell you something about the independent artist, The Lost Truth. Listen, I really do like his music, and I like him because guess what? I believe he's a humble soul, right? Now, listen, let me tell you a little bit about him. His artist name is The Lost Truth. He just started making music last year, and y'all ain't going to believe it. When you hear his music, you are not going to believe he just started making music last year because the boy is bad. He's good. Okay, so he always did love music as a kid. He wanted to make music, right? He says that he knows he's not the best singer in the world, but y'all hold on now. Stay with me. Hold on. He say he ain't the best singer in the world, and doesn't hurt to try. I'm so glad he did try. Now, listen, his born name is Justin Sellers. He's always promote people to do what they love to do. Now, no wonder I like this one, because I do the same thing. I ain't the best singer in the world, but I try to make a little music, too. Okay, listen, it's good to be humble, my babies. Now, listen, Justin Sellers, he always promote people to do what they love to do, and don't be afraid to do it. He has a podcast talk show. I would love to check that out. So you send me your link, baby. On the real, my main plan, send me your link so I can check out the podcast. He does everything now and then called The Lost Truth. Yes, the same name as his artist name, The Lost Truth. I like that. It's got some real bang and real flavor to it. So he's not expecting to blow up as a superstar off his music. Oh, somebody got some sense up in here. Do y'all know how many folks be telling me they want to blow up overnight? Jesus Christ, Joseph and Mary. So listen, this boy got some bad stuff. We're going to get on to it. It is a musical salute for The Lost Truth. And guess what? It's going on all day today. It's going to be going on tomorrow as well on Sunday. Now listen up in here, and Monday. All right, it's going to be a musical salute, 3-day musical salute for The Lost Truth. And he got some good stuff. Y'all ready? Listen. Just like on The Honeymooners, if anybody ever watched The Honeymooners, that episode where, what's his name, Ed Norton and Ralph was watching TV, and Ed was putting on his little helmet because he likes to watch The Man from Outer Space, and he was pretending like he was an astronaut. And so, listen, I want y'all to put on your helmets like Ed Norman, because we're getting ready to take off, babe. We're getting ready to take off into outer space. All right. Now, listen, this one is called Too Much. Just like Ed Norton is always too much. He always got doing something to get on Ralph's nerve. But listen, y'all going to like this. This is called Too Much by independent artist The Lost Truth. This is Too Much.
Damn, champ. This sound like
I'm taking one, I'm taking two, I'm taking three, I'm taking four, I'm drinking too much. I'm taking one, I'm taking two, I'm taking three, I'm taking four, I'm drinking too much. I'm taking one, I'm taking two, I'm taking three, I'm taking four, I'm drinking too much. I'm taking one, I'm taking two, I'm taking three, I'm taking four, I'm drinking too much.
Couple shots of the Migos, then I mix it with the Don. Yeah, bitch, and I'm with Duco. Open those, don't whine. All my problems in a bottle, you know I'm a sippin', I'm drinking the pain away. Baby, looking like a model, I give it to Dick, and know how I'm not ashamed to say that I never really loved her. Booty looking like a bro. Yeah, told her that she shouldn't trust me, cause if I see a friend, I'm fuckin'. Yeah, explain to me how I sell the dream. I know I ain't sleeping, no. Pray to God you find another nigga, because I'm not your cat.
I'm taking one, I'm taking two, I'm taking three, I'm taking four, I'm drinking too much. I'm taking one, I'm taking two, I'm taking three, I'm taking four, I'm drinking too much. I'm taking one, I'm taking two, I'm taking three, I'm taking four, I'm drinking too much. I'm taking one, I'm taking two, I'm taking three, I'm taking four, I'm drinking too much.
I think I'm in love with feelings of intoxication. Fuck a cellar full of wine when I got Henny in my basement. Spill a fifth of juice on baby Daisy Dukes with no replacement. Only thing that's left to do, don't play the fool, girl, you get naked. And I know it's not the way, but what is the alternative? Cause we both feeling great, no need to be conservative. Ain't nothing left to say, except for how is this was permanent. They say that I should stop it, but I see no way.
I'm taking one, I'm taking two, I'm taking three, I'm taking four, I'm drinking too much. I'm taking one, I'm taking two, I'm taking three, I'm taking four, I'm drinking too much. I'm taking one, I'm taking two, I'm taking three, I'm taking four, I'm drinking too much. I'm taking one, I'm taking two, I'm taking three, I'm taking four, I'm drinking too much.
All right, that is too much. You know, this song really reminded me of something. You know, all songs remind me of a different space and time in my own life. Let me tell you something. He was saying too much, and he was saying drinking too much. You know, I think he said Hennessy was in the basement or the cellar, but listen, it reminded me. I never forget. Mama was always the kind of person that did everything big and bigger than life. And let me say this real quick. This is a real quick story. I'm going to get on to his next one because he got next. His next song is Just As Good. Y'all check this out. I had a birthday party. And now, I love to have birthday parties way back in that. Mama done got old, so I can't party, have birthday parties like I used to. Now, listen, I was 25, turning 25. And now, listen, I was having such a good birthday party. This is what I did. I rented the place. It wasn't no big old place, nothing like that. It was a nice place I always like to go to, very nice. I went and set everything up. I said, okay, I want 25 bottles of champagne. That was my drink, champagne. That's just me. So listen, I said, give me 25 bottles of champagne. Put them to the side for the party. And so what I did, I put a bottle of champagne on everybody's table. Of course, everybody went crazy. Said, what? You give them that champagne. So listen, I put a bottle of champagne on every table. You know, it was 25 tables. Then, you know, I got my drink on right now. This I'm going to tell you about too much. I got my drink on. I started. I was having a great time. Was having a blast. Oh, I was putting the liquor down like nobody been. Mind you, I'm 5'6". 5'6". Back then, I weighed about 140 pounds. Now, listen at this. I weighed about 140 pounds. 5'6". Now, y'all do the math when I'm getting ready to tell y'all. Listen. I was started out with my champagne, of course, putting down my champagne. On top of that, I had a Long Island iced tea. Now, listen, they had the glass was big as I am. I'm putting down the Long Island iced tea. Listen, then I was putting down some rum or Coke, and then I put down a Black Russian. I was putting it down. I still remember to this day what I had, what I was drinking. Now, listen, now, me and my boyfriend, we left after the party was over about 2, it was about 2:30 in the morning. We would go to Jimmy Wong's. We go to the restaurant. Now, listen, that'd be real good, y'all. I'm playing the next song. I get to the restaurant, Jimmy Wong's. We sat down at the table, and I say, bring me a Black Russian. I was crazy, y'all. I was real crazy. I said, bring me a Black Russian. She sat that Black Russian down on the table, and I went seeing frogs in that Black Russian. Not really. Now, y'all know what I'm talking about. I told my friend, I said, listen, baby, I got to go to the bathroom. I gets up from the table, goes in the bathroom. Y'all know what happened? Passed the hell out. My face met the floor. Do you hear me what I'm saying? I'm down on the floor, just passed the hell out, just laying out on the floor. And then when I finally came to, I crawled up into the stall. Y'all know what I was doing, praying to the porcelain God, just throwing up. I'm just in there. Now, listen, I had been in there so long, my boyfriend finally comes in with management trying to figure out what in the world is going on. This woman ain't came out in about an hour and a half. I still remember to this day. Now, listen, I'm the one driving. drove my vehicle downtown. Now, y'all listen to me real good. Now, listen, he gets me up off the floor. Him and the manager gets me off the floor, takes me out. He said, what in the world? And he said, now, listen, we're going to have to get a taxi because ain't no way. Of course, I couldn't drive. You know what I'm saying. We get a taxi. Goes to the, I was living on the north side of Chicago. And I'm telling you, that was a birthday and a half. It didn't it stop there. That was night number one. Now, listen, I had a party 14 days in a row when I turned 25. Now, listen, night number two, you best believe I was drinking iced tea and just a little bit of champagne. Can I tell you up in here? Now, listen, that's the God heaven truth. I could not make that up. That's the God heaven truth. That is exactly what happened. You hear me up in here? Now, listen, the next song that's coming up is Nothing Will Change For Me. Nothing will change me. Y'all hear me? Nothing will change for me. This independent artist, The Lost Truth, nothing will change for me. Y'all check this out up in here.
Of a gangster, start gazing on you. See me and my squad pull up. Yeah, you know it's over.
Nothing will change me.
Ain't changing for you niggas.
Doesn't matter how much
ain't
pain I go
for
through.
You bitches. Ain't
nothing
changing
will
for
change
no bitches.
Me.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how much pain I go through. Nothing will change me.
Nothing will change me.
Doesn't matter how much pain I go through.
Doesn't matter.
Nothing will change me.
Look.
Doesn't matter how much
nothing to change me, nothing to break me. I've seen it all, so not a thing gonna faze me. I've been through the worst after the streets done raised me. So I thank God for everything that he gave me. Man, I'm taking it daily, motivated by the money I'm making. But I swear I never let it gon' change me. Product of the system since the 80s, baby. Now my product in your system, ain't life crazy?
Nothing will change me. Doesn't matter how much pain I go through, nothing will change me. Doesn't matter how much pain I go through.
Doesn't matter how much pain I go through, nothing will change me. Doesn't matter how much pain I go through, go through, go through.
Nothing will change me, nothing will change me, nothing will change me, nothing will change me. I like that. I like that. Nothing will change. You know, it's amazing how God works. I'm listening to the song, Nothing Will Change Me, and I'm thinking about how this particular artist came across this network at this particular time. Listen to this, y'all. Now, the name of the song is Nothing Will Change Me, right? And he's talking about no matter how much pain it goes through, no matter how much success you make, nothing will change him. Now, listen, it's really interesting how God works. God lines up everything. Now, listen, whether you're a believer or not, things happen for a reason and a purpose. Sometimes you can go through a whole lot of pain. Now, listen, let me tell you. Y'all know I'm very transparent. I had to slow my story down. Let me tell you this. Nothing will change me, right? Now, listen, at this particular time in my own personal life, y'all listen at me good. Everything is breaking out. It looks like hell just done bust loose and just broke out. I feel like this, y'all. I feel like this. If y'all know anything about the book of Job, how Satan went and asked God, well, what about the servant Job? You know, what about him? And then everything broke loose in Job's life. He lost everything. He was being tested and tried and everything. Okay, I'm just setting the stage, y'all. Y'all stay with the story. So listen. It seems like everything is just breaking out on every end. I'm like, well, what in the Sam Hill? Now, I'm telling y'all, God have a true story. Now, listen. something. On Thanksgiving Day, we have a really nice Thanksgiving dinner, and then something happened to my baby brother. I'm like, Lord, today, Jesus. And I can't go into all the details. But listen, now that got me 7 or 8 because my brother is in a hot mess right now. So listen. And then they got every other thing that's going on. I said, now what in the world is going on? You know, so listen. Even though everything ain't going right and perfect the way I would like for it to go, listen, y'all, nothing will change me. Now, let me tell you something. He's talking about going through pain. Now, listen, listen. Pain is just something that it can make you and mold you into a better person and make some people better. Now, listen, let me tell you something. He's also talking about, you know, going through a struggle and a hard time. He's talking about how the money is motivating him. Listen, when you are locked in and focused on your goal, nothing's going to change you. No matter what happened, no matter what happened in the past, no matter what's happening right now, no matter what's going to happen in the future, you are locked in to your goal. You are motivated to reach your goal in what you're doing. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a sister that's from the hood, right? I done seen, like he said, he done seen it all. Let me tell you something. I understand what he's talking about because I done seen it all, my darlings. Listen. So, listen, when you grow up in the hood, you see some hard stuff. You see some painful stuff. Right, right, right. I remember one day standing in the house, and I looked out my bedroom window. Y'all know what I seen? I saw somebody getting killed, right? This is broad daylight. Teenagers with pistols, one killing the other one. And I said, good God. And then, listen, I still can see that in my mind right to this day. You will never forget that. When you see somebody being killed, you can't forget that. So, listen, he's talking about nothing will change. But, listen, it didn't change me, right? Didn't change me. Now, listen, you got to stay motivated. I told you this story to say this. You got to stay motivated. You got to stay focused no matter what happens. You got to know God is in control of everything in your life, right? You got to know that you're on the path and the track that God put you on, okay? So, listen, now, let me put it this way, too. You can cause a diversion in your track according to the decisions that you make in your life. Sometimes you can make the wrong choice, the wrong decision, and guess what? You end up going a whole different way than what God intended for you to go, just like the children of Israel, going in the wilderness 40 years, and it shouldn't have took them that long. So listen, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Sometimes the choice that you make can cause you to go through a wilderness and stay there for a long time when really God didn't intend for you to do that. That's a choice designed by you, and that's why you're in that wilderness. You know what happens? And then you have to divert and get right back on the right path, and then you can continue on to where God wants you to be. So listen, that is nothing will change me. Listen, y'all, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been the Boss Sauce on today with the independent artist, The Lost Truth. It is going down. Guess what? I get to come back later on and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.